Our first story, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has issued his annual Hajj message, describing the rituals as a special opportunity for Muslims. The leader has called on the Islamic Ummah to understand the value of the Hajj and exploit it in a proper manner. Ayatollah Khamenei has said that the Muslim world is suffering from numerous predicaments, which only have two solutions, unity, as well as knowing the enemies and their plots. He named the global network of Zionism as the Muslims' real enemy and the United States as its flag bearer. The leader added that Takfiri elements who are committing crimes and shedding innocent blood in Syria, Iraq and other Islamic countries are backed by Zionists and their Western allies. Ayatollah Khamenei said any action that fans the flames of discord among Muslims is religiously unlawful. Iran's leader advised Muslim nations to overcome their shortcomings through awakening and resistance against the enemies. Rebecca Masterton is a senior lecturer at the Islamic College, with me now on the line from London. Ms. Masterton, welcome to the Top 5. What do you think are the obstacles in the way of the Muslim unity that Iran's leader is talking about?
As he said, the primary problem at the moment is the so-called Salafists, which are really, ironically, although they're seeking to go back to a supposedly authentic version of Islam, they're really a product of modernity, and they are violating all Islamic ethics and laws with regard to, engaging in war, who they decide should be killed. I mean, they're killing children, they're killing animals. And these groups are fanning out rapidly across the Muslim world. They're killing indiscriminately and justifying that for themselves.
Well, we did hear, of course, a lot being said in that message by the leader about the enemies of Islam. He referred there to the Zionist network and the USA. First of all, tell us about more, if you can, and if you would, about these enemies of Islam, so to speak, and what is the way to fight them? We have the leader saying resistance, but what do you think is the way for resistance?
Well, there are many enemies of Islam today. I mean, I think probably the greatest enemy of Islam is greed, all-out greed. And this is contributing to the establishment of ever more ruthless policies that multinational corporations are taking and banks. Often people look at wars as the product of religious conflict. But when you dig a little deeper, you actually see that it is actually a battle for economic control. And at the moment, most of the banks around the world are controlled by, a very small group. And any country that attempts to have some kind of economic independence, its leaders are usually assassinated, and usually war is brought to that country. And there are people who are profiteering from war as well. So it's really this kind of rampant capitalism, that's being run by groups of people across the world. Even those who are cooperating with the banks that are established in the U.S.
Rebecca Masterton, senior lecturer at the Islamic College, with us there on the line from London. Thank you very much.